are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today.
Welcome back to Next on Scene. I am so excited to have an awesome guest on the line this afternoon. Her name is Charisse Denise, and she is an awesome up-and-coming designer in the Boston area who will be in our annual fashion show this April 5th. So we're going to talk a little bit about her background, how she got started, what inspires her design, some fun game time to learn more about her, and all that good stuff. So stay tuned, and I will be bringing her on shortly. All right, everybody. I officially have Charisse Denise on the line. Hello, Charisse.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Good. Good. So excited to have you on the Next on Scene podcast. And I was telling, you know, before you even came on, I do a little fun intro to introduce you and how talented you are in your amazing work of designs. So tell us a little bit about how this all came about. How did Charisse Denise Styles come about?
Well, it's funny because I started in junior year of high school. I was in a sewing class that I had took up as an elective, and I started off doing house stuff. So I was doing like pillows, curtains, and I became really good at it. My first project was an armrest pillow, and I did it for my ex-boyfriend way back in the day, and it came out so nice. And I was like, wow, if I can do an armrest pillow that looks this attractive and people really liked it, my thing is fashion, so let's see what I can do in fashion. And it kind of just sparked my interest there and took off.
That's awesome. So, of course, you know, we have to know, like, what was this armrest? What was the fabric? Like, give us a little bit of inside scoop.
So it was a nice, soft, all black, really midnight black, furry type of fabric for the armrest pillow. The armrest pillow was huge. It was a really big one. And of course, me back in the day, you know, there was a little "I love you" all over the armrest pillow.
It was sentimental really at the time. It was sentimental at the time, right?
It definitely was, yeah. At the time. So it was a Valentine's Day gift from my boyfriend at the time, and that was my very first project. It came out awesome. I wish I had pictures of it today, but you know. The past dies off.
Right, exactly. Life goes on, and obviously you're on to bigger and better projects now, which is so great. So, of course, you know, I did announce that you are going to be showcasing in our spring fashion show this April. So what kind of stuff will you be showcasing? I know you recently did another fashion show. Like, tell us what inspires these designs, and what should we be seeing this spring?
My designs are really inspired by everyday life. I incorporate myself into my designs, who I am and how I like to dress when I do dress up and not dressing down. The past fashion show that I had this previous weekend, it was more of an evening wear design. So, you know, I have more of elegant dresses, nice elegant skirts, but they were a little bit different. You know, I had some simple wear and some like really high class fashion, flashy type dresses. And it was just basically prom type evening wear. These are things that I would wear if I was to go out on a night of town.
No, it's true. I mean, I would wear them too. That's why I was so excited that you were, you know, that we're working together, because it's so fun. Like, I can't wait for our audience to see your stuff. It's beautiful. So you also use a lot of like satin material, right?
I do. I use a lot of satin, and that was kind of like my theme for this, for my past fashion show. I wanted to show more of satin soft fabrics on your skin. You know, it looks good. It feels good. Is very attractive, and I think that's what kind of captures the evening wear.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely wanted to incorporate that in my line.
I'm loving the coats too. The like they're not even called robe coats. Like, I don't even know how to explain them, but they're beautiful. Like, what is the name that you call them? The ones with like the Asian designs on them?
You know, I don't have a name for those yet. So I actually started the pink one. Sometime last year, I was going to my sister's fashion show, and I was like, you know, the theme for her fashion show was pink, so I wanted to make a pink jacket, and, you know, I just came up with this idea. I knew I wanted to go with a very long jacket because I wanted to make a statement when I walked in.
Right.
And I And I did that literally overnight. And when people saw the jacket, they just fell in love automatically. So I said, okay, you know, the reactions that I'm getting with this jacket, I'm definitely going to produce more. And I do have two others. That's the lawn jacket. And I'm also coming out with my spring collection of bomber jackets as well. So those are definitely what you're going to be seeing in the springtime.
That's so awesome.
It just really, it really inspired me. So I was just like, let me just go ahead and do it all.
Why not? What's limiting you? You know what I mean? That's awesome. What colors are you finding are trending right now?
Colors that I'm finding are trendy. What I'm noticing is people's wearing a lot of like dark hunter green.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so in love with that color.
Me too.
I made the dress for my past fashion show with a dark hunter green. And everyone loved it. That's like the color that's out nowadays. Everyone is wearing it. So I think that's the color.
I love it.
For spring. Yes, definitely for spring, I'm going to stick with more of the, you know, the softer purples, the softer pinks, and incorporate some yellows in there too as well.
So in terms of like your inspiration though, because you have a little bit of everything, like what inspires some of the recent stuff that you've done?
So for example, for my bomber jackets, I never owned a bomber jacket. I always wanted one, but I always wanted one that was different. So what inspired that is me wanting a bomber jacket.
Let me just make it myself. Right. That's awesome.
Let me just incorporate myself into this bomber jacket. So those are really what inspired my jacket. Something that's different. The material is completely different than what you would probably normally see on a bomber jacket or a long straight jacket. They look like the long jackets like Komodos a little bit, but when you see it, you'll definitely love them.
Right. No, I'm sure that's true. I mean, I love your stuff, so anything you come out with, I'm sure I'll be all over. Now, how do people buy the products? Like, how do people buy the designs and clothing? How are you selling it right now?
Right now, I do not have a website. That will be coming soon, but you can always email me at sharifdenisestyles@gmail.com. I'm definitely taking in orders, so as they come in, I'll definitely make them and ship them out to people. That's how I'm currently selling my products.
Awesome. So it's all custom. I love it, love it. And then in terms of, like, price points, like, what are the price points usually range between so people know ahead of time?
I'll say $150 up to like $350. That's what they're ranging from.
Awesome.
So that incorporates some of the dresses, the jackets, my spring collection, which is going to be one-piece suits, two-piece suits, some rompers. So it's definitely a little bit of everything.
I love it. I'm loving rompers too these days. So spring, summer-esque. Love it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm loving it all. I can't wait. I'm really excited to see what you have in store for our show in April. So I want to play a little bit of game time because obviously people learned a little bit about Sharice Denise, but what is she doing when she's not working, right? So even though what you do is amazing and I'm sure it's not work for you at this point, right? Because you love what you do.
I love what I do.
Right. No, that's awesome. But, like, I want people to get to know you, like, outside of when you're not designing clothes and, you know, doing fashion shows and all of that stuff. So, first question. If you were stranded on a desert island, what would be one item? It would have to be an item, not a person, that you would have to bring with you and why?
That is a really good question. And this may be, you know, a shocking answer to some people, but it would definitely have to be my music.
Oh my God, I love it. So, like, it keeps you sane, basically? Like, it keeps you... What's your reasoning behind that?
I listen to a lot of gospel music. I'm very heavy in my walk with Christ, so my gospel music keeps me calm, it keeps me grounded, it keeps me sane. When I'm in very hyper or, you know, stressful environments, I listen to my music and I'm always calm.
So I love that.
Definitely, if I was stranded on an island, it would be my music.
Yeah, because it would be like, you know what, you're by yourself, but at least you'll be sane, right? Laying out at the water at the beach or something. Seriously, why not? Now, what is a tool as a designer? What is a tool that you always have to have on you?
My sewing machine.
Well, that would make sense. That would make sense.
Right.
Right.
It would have to always be my sewing machine. I mean, people would think that I draw out my designs, but I'm a terrible drawer.
So you don't do any drawing?
No, I don't. I try.
No, that's like amazing. That is amazing. So you literally envision in your head what you want, and then you create it.
Yes,
that's definitely. That's incredible.
That's how I get my designs.
That is incredible. Like, because I'm such a visual person, but like that is talent right there. That's awesome. Because I need physically like write things down, but that's just me, you know? Like, I think that's amazing. Wow, bravo to you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm so fascinated by that. So what is – okay, we're on to the next question. You're doing a great job so far. If you could spend a day with anybody in the design world, who would it be and why?
I would say Christian Louboutin because I know I probably pronounced his last name wrong.
I don't even know. I think it's Louboutin. I think it's – I don't know.
Louboutin.
Yeah. I don't even know.
The guy of the red bottoms. That's what we'll call him.
I know. Right. Exactly.
I would love to spend a day with him only because I learned about him. I'm currently in college right now, so I learned about him in one of my classes and how he came up with the high heel shoe, and the red bottom was so fascinating to me. He just decided to break rules where there was rules placed. He just didn't care. So he purposely made these high heel shoes for women that couldn't wear them back in the day. And I think it was, I might be getting my stories mixed up, so don't quote me on this, but I think it was like back in Africa or something that he was at, and there was a place that women couldn't wear high heel shoes because it would scuff up the floor. So when he saw that sign, that inspired him to say, they can't wear this, so I'm going to purposely make this just so women can wear it. And that just really attracted me. I'm like, wow, he purposely did something that was a rule, but he broke it, and it's now an awesome trend now today.
He's like a multi-millionaire, right? I mean, that's amazing. I didn't even know that. That's pretty fascinating. It's true. I mean, he literally created like a brand for himself off of the sole of a shoe.
Yes.
That's insane to me. It's amazing. I mean, his shoes are gorgeous, you know, but that's so...
They are.
That's such a cool concept. So really inspiring. Good choice. I would totally, you know, he would be one of my top choices too as a designer. What is one of your favorite foods? Like if you had to pick a choice of anything to eat, what would it be?
I'm a pasta fan. I'm in love with pasta, so if... any type of pasta, chicken alfredo, spaghetti, if it's pasta, I'm there.
Yeah. It's filling, it's delicious. I like your combination of alfredo options and all of that stuff. That is right on point. Do you have a favorite restaurant? Are you originally from Boston, by the way?
I am originally from Boston. I was born here in Boston, but I spent most of my childhood in Louisiana. So... from both places, Boston, Louisiana area.
Awesome. And then you've obviously been here ever since to finish school and, you know, grow your business, right?
Yes. I came back to Boston with my family when I was 12, 13 years old and to stay here.
Awesome. And then, of course, I didn't ask this question and I would love to ask you, but what are your guilty pleasures to watch on television?
I am such a Love and Hip Hop fan.
Oh, I like that show too.
I love Love and Hip Hop, and I don't even know why. All they do is fight all day, but it's just so entertaining to watch.
Well, it's true. It makes you forget about what you're dealing with that day, right? If anything comes up.
Yes, and some other shows that I love to watch, if it's not Love and Hip Hop, it's Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder. Those are my shows.
Oh, my God. I keep hearing about that show, How to Get Away. Scandal, I know, is a great show. It's been around for a while, but I keep hearing about How to Get Away with Murder. When is that on?
I don't know exactly what day. I'm always catching it late because I'm never home to really watch it on the day that it's on.
Right, so you DVR it. That's usually what I do, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to look into it. So what is it basically about? Like how people get away with killing people?
Basically, that's what it is. There's the woman, I want to say her name is Viola Davis. I think that's her name, but she's the lawyer in the show. And you know, all these crimes going all around her, and she's literally, like, teaching her trainers to be lawyers how to get away with murder.
That's insane. What twisted, that's twisted, right? Because lawyers are supposed to be protecting one another, you know, like the people that are doing it.
Right. They're supposed to be, but not in this show.
That's so fast. Well, I can see where that's like fascinating because that's like Daredevil. See, you're into the Daredevil stuff. I love it.
Right.
Awesome. But that's what makes you a creative, like, and being good at your designs, because you literally just think of something and you create it rather than, you know, following what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, I mean, you got to definitely be yourself.
Yeah.
You can't be like everyone else. And as I always say, you know, fashion will always forever be around, but you're the one who makes the difference. So once you make your own styles, you incorporate yourself into it, there's always weekend to go on, so that will keep fashion going because there's something fresh and new to look at.
It's so true. And what would you say are some goals, you know, you have for your brand in general, like over the next year, because obviously now you're really starting to take off. So what are some goals you have for the next year?
My goal is to open up my online store, and, you know, further down the line have a boutique, but definitely have an online store. I definitely want to start there to get myself out there, you know, so people can really start buying my products and buying, you know, the garments that they see me showcase. So that's definitely my goal.
No, I think those are realistic and awesome goals, you know, because you're putting yourself out there doing all these events and stuff like that. So now it's just the initial going back to the website and purchasing online, right?
Yeah, and hopefully next year I would love to be in New York Fashion Week. That's always been a goal of mine.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I feel like that's definitely a goal you can definitely do, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It has been such an honor to have you. I am so excited to have you in our fashion show April 5th. So thank you so much for coming on today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm excited as well.
Of course. I'm always excited to showcase your styles. They're absolutely elegant, like so beautiful. And the fact, like, audience, seriously, that she literally just thinks of this idea and doesn't even draw it blows my mind. Like, that's amazing. Seriously. No, but that's like a real talent. Like, you should really take that and, like, be proud of that. You know, that's awesome.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, so of course. No problem. So, Charisse, remind everybody how they can follow you on social media and get in touch with you for, you know, custom orders and stuff like that.
Okay, so hey, everyone. To follow me, you can follow me on Charisse Denise Styles. I am on Instagram and Facebook, and Charisse is spelled C-H-E-R-E-S-S-E. Again, that is Charisse Denise Styles, and I am on Facebook and Instagram. You can also email me at charissedenisestyles@gmail.com. I am currently taking orders. So if you like anything that you see, please email me and we can talk about getting you your garment.
Fabulous. Well, thanks again, Charisse Denise, for an awesome podcast. It has been such a pleasure to have you for the third time. I always like to thank my guest times 10 because it's awesome to learn all about you and have you share your stories. But I definitely would love to recommend audience members, if any of you are local to Boston, to definitely come to our fashion show April 5th, as Charisse Denise Styles will be showcasing, and she has some beautiful pieces that you do not want to miss on the runway. You can for sure get that on Eventbrite at Next On Scene's annual fashion show on April 5th. It is a Thursday night, and it will be from 6:30 to 10 o'clock. Tickets are $50, and you get VIP seating, swag bags, food, beverages, all that good stuff. It is going to be a night not to miss. So be sure to check that out on Eventbrite if you are local to the Boston area. I know last year we had people from New York and Connecticut as well. So if you guys are interested in coming, we would love, love to have you. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.